can love, or return the course and owe nothing. To order, call 877-405-5065. 877-405-5065. Call now. Is your marriage in trouble? Now, I don't want you to stay in a bad relationship. What I want to show you is how to make your marriage the best marriage on earth, how to get your needs met, and how to meet your spouse's needs. It doesn't matter if there's infidelity or even if you're on the verge of divorce or recently divorced. Simply call this number, 877-405-5065, and we'll send you Dr. Harley's 12-CD marriage building course, a $390 value, for a free 30-day trial. That number again is 877-405-5065.
Call Michael Ray now, 888-454-3378. That's 888-4-LIFESTYLE.
There's no business like show business, like no business I know.
Welcome back. I'm Michael Ray Dresser, and you're listening to Hour 2 of Thought-Provoking Talk on Dresser After Dark. Call us toll-free, 888-454-3378, or you can join us live in the chat room. Log on to www.michaelraydressershow.com. That'll work, Suze, right? Michael Ray Dresser, that'll get it to us.
Yes, it will.
You got what?
Yes, it will.
Yeah, I can't hear you.
Yes, it will.
No, you won't.
Oh,
there you are. Try yes, it will again.
Yes, it will.
There's no business like that. The show business goes on. And if there was a subject you'd like to hear addressed on the show or someone you'd like to hear interviewed, contact Susie G. That was her. You can find her on the homepage of the website. And finally, before we introduce our co-host and guest, don't forget to visit our online Amazon 24-hour-a-day bookstore. Gary Young's back. Gary Young's author's corner segment of Dresser After Dark. He's the author of, co-author of Lost and Found, Surviving the Loss of a Young Partner, www.lossandfound.com. Or you can find it at www.iwosc.org, Director of Professional Development for IWOSC. And Gary, hey, welcome back.
Well, it's great to be back. Hi, Susie. You sound great.
Okay, wait. You have to turn your mic on. Turn your mic. Wait, we're getting used to this.
Thank you.
Oh, okay, see?
Susie's kind of getting the act now. Okay, now I want to see a tap dance.
Hey, wait. No,
I do a tap dance.
No, listen, okay. I figured this out the other day. Stern's got what's-her-name, right?
Yeah.
Howard Stern's got what's-her-name.
I
got Susie G, okay?
Okay.
So this way she sits up here and she does stuff, and every once in a while when there's somebody actually here, she gives them trouble.
Well, now, Michael, I speaking of trouble, I hate to get serious here for a second. However, we got a serious subject today, and I wanted to mention one thing before we get started.
Sure.
You remember the old saying, and it's now become an old saying, today's the beginning of the rest of your life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Today is the day.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the day that I have felt more than most days that it's the beginning of the rest of our lives. And maybe I'm just, you know, the euphoria and everything is still cursing through my bones or something, but
hey, Gary,
it just seems like
Gary,
an exciting day.
Gary,
yes?
I voted for the other guy.
Well, you know what? That doesn't mean I'm not euphoric.
No, you can be euphoric. Sue just fell off of her chair because she voted for Obama, too. I hope he makes it.
Yeah, and now along with mistakes, do you remember when the Berlin Wall fell?
Yeah.
In U.S. News and World Report and Newsweek, we kept hearing these little essays about the end of history.
Yeah.
That now that the wall has fallen and communism is dead and all of that, that there's just everything is in complete accord throughout the throughout the world, and there isn't really anything significantly bad happening or significantly getting in our way.
Yeah.
And boy, did we get that wrong.
Okay, and I have a question for you.
Yeah.
And then we want to get to the guest because I think it's an important subject that we should look at.
Yeah, definitely.
But what's going to change?
What's going to change
about
now that we have Obama?
Yeah, what's going to change? What is going to drastically change in your life in the next year?
I don't know what's going to change in my life in the next year, but I can tell you the thing that feels like it's going to change is that if we can carry some of this energy forward and make it actions rather than just words, like our guest has done,
mm-hmm.
I think that we can make things better. I think a country that can elect Barack Obama as president can do anything that we need to do in the future.
By the way, we could do it beforehand. That's the country. But what I'm asking is, and he still have not got a concrete answer, what is going to change? He's got a set of problems in front of him. And by the way, I'd be right there to help him, so don't hear I wouldn't. He's got set of problems in front of him that I don't know anybody would want to face. It's going to be very interesting to see what this word change actually becomes.
Well, I always thought you had to be kind of nuts to be president anyway, or some kind of, I don't know what. But anyway, but I'm feeling very confident that if it can be done, it's going to be done now.
And because but what is it, Gary?
Because it must be.
Wait, what is it?
Yeah.
Wait, what is it? But that's the whole point. Nobody knows what it is.
Oh, yeah, we know.
What is it?
We need to get our economic situation back to a realism. Because it's been so unrealistic for so many years, and now it's hitting us right in the face.
So you give $700-800 billion to an auto industry that couldn't sell cars in the first place, and now they got all this money to loan for cars, and they're still not selling cars.
That's right. And it's because the economy is bad. It's a vicious circle. Anyway, we
yes,
can go on and on, but really, I want to get to our guest.
Okay. You skated out of that nicely, but go ahead. Intro the guest.
We can talk about this a whole time, one of these times.
Sure.
But I want to talk about Susan Madden Langford.
Let's do it.
Susan has written a book, an amazing, just really amazing book, called Maggots in My Sweet Potatoes, Women Doing Time. Now, that may sound like a book that is a little ew or icky or whatever, but it is not. It is just, it's got so much heart and so much soul and so many things to it. Susan, by the way, she grew up in the Midwest, which you wouldn't guess, and she holds a BS degree from the University of Nebraska, and she attended the prestigious Ansel Adams Workshop, and she studied under photographic masters. I mean, she's really done her work, and she's been a professional photographer for a very long time. Before she turned her attention to her social issues, she worked as a wildlife photographer, a portrait photographer, and on. She became very aware of the cycles in the lives of societies disenfranchised, and that meant the homeless, that meant people who are incarcerated.
Yeah.
And she took her camera and a tape recorder into a typical jail. This one happens to be in San Diego.
This is a jail, not a prison.
It's a jail.
Okay, difference between the two.
From a prison.
All right.
And that's the whole thing here. Now, she didn't just take it in there. She took it in there many, many, many times. This is a lady with quite a gut. It's amazing. Anyway,
sure.
Now, as you know, many books describe in lurid detail the life in American prisons, but very few have been written about what goes on in the more than 3,000 jails. So, Susan, it is a great honor to have you aboard. Thank you for being here tonight.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Michael. I enjoyed
listening. Susan, thank you for being here.
Oh, this is delightful. I've had a lot of fun listening to you all. First, I thought I was the Susie G, and that was a little concerning, but now I understand that. No, anyway.
That's right. No, you're Susie ML, I suppose.
I'm sometimes Susie and sometimes Susan.
No, okay, but you're a Midwestern Susie Susan, too, right?
Yes.
Where are you from?
I'm originally Omaha, Nebraska.
Ah.
And then we lived
Is that in the Midwest?
That's the Midwest.
Okay.
The absolute center.
All right, I'm learning all about the Midwest now. Wait, Susie G, turn your mic on. She's getting used to this. Okay, there you go. Say hi to Susan.
Hi, Susan.
Hi, Susie.
Susan to Susan. This is exciting.
Yeah.
Now, Susan. Langford.
Langford, yeah.
As you have said, the beginning of your book is really striking. There's a quote about every child being born innocent. Well, now then there's a picture of a doll peeking through a dirty glass window with about a hole about maybe 4 inches in diameter. And we know where that is, and we know what that represents. And it all seems to begin with a broken childhood and trauma. So how do we rise above the trauma that takes us into a prison?
Well, rising above the trauma, I don't know that we can do that. There'd have to be a tremendous amount of legislation changes. We'd have to get really serious about what we're going to do about literacy and remediation inside jails and prisons, because we have a twofold increase in the number of women going into jail compared to men right now. And crystal meth is a big issue in the jails and in the prisons. It destroys the brain cells, and it's altering the minds of young people. But these are just some of the things that I discovered in reading the book and in starting out with the streets and with the homeless. I had rented a jail in downtown San Diego when I took a change in doing the type of photography that I was doing, doing portraiture of really pretty people who had nice jobs and secure situations in Southern California. That lasted me for just a while, and I had to get down and get real and see what is the legacy that we're giving to our children.
Yeah.
And when I rented this jail, originally it was to do a study of bars and spaces and throw some commercial shoots in there. And the homeless people would see me coming and going from the jail daily, and they'd say, hey, you want to know what jail's all about? You know, we'd tell you what jail's all about, and I'd say, well, I can see you're homeless, but why would you be talking about jail? Oh, we all been to jail. So I got pretty intrigued, because how could they live this, quote, free existence? And the one, some of the homeless people I was talking to, they're pretty zany. They were the more intelligent. They weren't the chronically mentally ill, but they had drug habits, and they would have carry 600 warrants in their pockets and never turn up at court and get thrown in jail for 3 or 4 months at a time, get well-fed, come out, be all nurtured, rested up, and tell us how bad jail was. It didn't make any sense to me. I had to go into a jail. I had to find out who goes to jail.
Susan, let me hold you up for a minute. This is Michael Ray. Let me hold you up just for
a
second. A couple of things, and I want to make sure. I don't want this to go by too fast so we miss a lot of this. So what I just heard you say was they go to jail, they get fed, they have a place to sleep, and they come out and they say how bad jail was.
Right.
So the recidivism rate has got to be high because it's got to be a comfortable place. And what I'm hearing you say underneath this is that there's a culture we're dealing with here.
There's a huge culture. And with the women, it's a place for them to go bond. Individuals, and I believe Gary asked the question about the types of trauma and what happens from childhood, and what I discovered after coming out of 2.5 years of doing these visitations and talking to Dr. Bruce Perry and Miriam Rezavi Newman and other specialists, that when there's no bonding early in life, when the first 6.5 years are absolutely critical, they're the bedrock of forming a strong, sane adult potential. And if you don't have that and there's no bonding, there can be no bonding and nurturing to give to somebody else. So these women would grapple with one another trying to bond, and you could actually sense that they were releasing that hormone called oxytocin, which makes things seem better. It makes things, it's what women release when they are nursing their babies. And inside this jail, I could see this type of activity going on. It was remarkable.
Okay, so listen, Susan, let me stop you because this is critical. I want to make sure we've got this, and I want to make sure these points get made. Effectively, if someone doesn't have family, then they go out and find family, and a family could be a gang, it could be anything. So
Right. We've
got women that need bonding. They're looking for family. Where do they find it? They find it in the jail culture.
They find it even in the abusive arrangements of the jail culture because they create families in there.
Yeah.
And whether it's maximum security or minimum security, they will assign themselves. One will be the father, the other will be the mother. They'll have aunts, sisters. They'll have a whole string of them. They are not actually from their own nuclear family, but they create these families, and they act the parts. And then when you have the younger individuals coming in, particularly in maximum security area, the younger ones are played upon for doing different tricks, for different sex acts. And the older ones then, by and large, teach them all of the bad habits that they've had. So we're not teaching any good stuff inside jails and prisons. You hear they have GED classes. Well, in prisons, you can, if you have a very, very assertive inmate who really wants to change your life, she can do that if she's strong enough. But if you have somebody who's going in for 6 years, 8 years, which now we have prolonged sentences, and with 3 strikes, we have super prolonged sentences.
Susan, let me hold you. We have to go to break, so hold up, please. Our guest, Susan Madden Langford, and we have Gary Young's Author's Corner segment of Dresser After Dark. I'm Michael Ray. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Imagine sitting in your own living room, making a little extra money, or even a full-time income, surrounded by your family, making your own hours, being your own boss. You know, maybe our dreams are the same. My name's Dexter Godby, and I'm known as the recovering attorney because I quit law to become a home business entrepreneur. And now to help you discover if being your own boss is right for you too, I've prepared a free report for you. It's called The Top 10 Reasons to Have a Home Business. And you can get it by calling toll-free 1-877-537-8147. That's 1-877-537-8147. If you hate selling, hate MLM, want to avoid mistakes, and would love to actually make money in your own home business, you really have to get this free report. Just call me, the recovering attorney, and get your free report right now, 1-877-537-8147.
With Medicare Part D, you'll pay about the same copay anywhere. No wonder seniors are choosing America's most trusted pharmacy, Walgreens. There's no more shopping around for price, so join the millions by transferring your prescriptions to Walgreens. Just bring in your bottles and they'll do the rest. Not only will you get great service and convenience at Walgreens, you'll also feel safer knowing you have just one pharmacy helping you manage all your medicines. Walgreens accepts most Medicare Part D plans.
Are credit card bills stressing you out? Do you find yourself living paycheck to paycheck, hanging your head in embarrassment with $4,000 or more in unsecured debt? Call Consumer Education Services Incorporated, a nonprofit organization, for help. They'll give you a free consultation and a clear picture of how to permanently get out of debt. Here's the number.
800-948-6817, 800-948-6817, 800-948-6817.
The Chesapeake Life Insurance Company, Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee, and the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company bring you this message. If you need a flexible and reliable health insurance plan, you need to call the Health Markets family of insurance companies. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals that need health insurance. If you think you're paying too much for your current health insurance plan or your current policy doesn't give you the flexibility you need, call now. They'll help you personalize a health insurance plan that fits your life, one that meets your needs and your budget. Call now for your free health insurance quote and complete details. 800-295-1710. 800-295-1710. That's 800-295-1710.
Administrative offices in North Richland Hills, Texas. Exclusions and limitations apply, subject to state availability. Association group plans, where available, require membership.
Mr. Jackson, we're calling to say you're late on your credit card bill. Can you please call us to schedule a payment and avoid future late fees?
If you're getting collection calls from your credit card companies and you want to put a stop to it, gather your bills now and call the Debt Helpline.
Mr. Jackson, we've been trying to reach you. If we don't hear from you soon, your account will go into collections.
We can help you stop the late and over limit fees on most of your credit cards and reduce your high interest rates, in some cases up to 60%.
Mr. Jackson, this is our last warning call. The next call will be from our legal department.
Get your debt and credit card bills under control. Gather your bills and call today for a free consultation on how we can help you get out of debt. 800-948-6817, 1-800-948-6817. That's 1-800-948-6817.
Now back to thought-provoking talk. It's Dresser After Dark on the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back. I'm Michael Ray. Hey, Gary Youngs, take it away.
Hey, well, we're talking with Susan Madden Langford, who wrote the book Maggots in My Sweet Potatoes, Women Doing Time. Now, we were talking before the break about people who have experienced extreme neglect. Now, a lot of people might just think, okay, well, let's just get over it. But you've got an actual photograph of a CT scan of a brain that has experienced extreme neglect. Is there anything we can do about these people? This is built in now to the person.
Well, what we were talking about briefly before is if an individual doesn't experience bonding and nurturing as a mother, that individual is not going to do it with the child, and there's tremendous abandonment and serious neglect and abuse. Dr. Bruce Perry gives conferences on this, and he wrote the book, A Boy Who Was Raised as a Dog. Very, very powerful stuff. But what I want to keep in mind here is that we have so many people who are suffering from forms of mental illness, or we have individuals who have types of abuse and neglect, which in our society, if we have parenting classes, we can do things to stop this. We can have literacy and recidivism workshops. We can do things to remediate individuals without incarcerating them, because jailing is a big business. In California alone, we are $10 billion annually, and we're wondering why we have the deficit that we have. That is one-fifth of the nation's incarceration expenses.
Great answer. That answers my next question. But I want to ask you, what is Humane Smarts? I mean, I know you've got an excellent website. I want you to make sure everybody knows about that. And it talks about Humane Smarts. So what is Humane Smarts?
Yeah, on our website, humaneexposures.com. Humane Smarts is a nonprofit that we have started that is going to be scholarship opportunities for kids at risk. So this is a little different twist as far as scholarship. We will handpick kids in the juvenile hall or handpick kids who are in foster care, who show aptitude and can pass certain tests. And also we're going to go through and pull through from individuals going through the juvenile courts and ask the judges, please give them the alternative to commit themselves to our academy or school that we would like to start. So it's getting, we're going to go talk to the Ted Ginn Academy in Cleveland and see if we can do something that is either using them as a pilot. But our intention is to educate these kids to stop their actions so it doesn't continue on the way their mothers and their fathers' paths have gone.
Now, where can we find your book? I want to tell everybody it's a big book. It's about 10 by 13. It's got almost 300 pages. There's extensive research in it. There's all kinds of facts. There's journals. It's great reading, and the price is very low, by the way.
It's a good thing she doesn't charge by the pound. You'd never be able to afford it.
Well, that's also true. It's a good book, doorstop, too, but it's not what I've used it for. Where do we find this book?
You can get it at any bookstore. You may have to call in and ask for it. Blue Sky Media Group is our distributor. You can get it through us, through contacting Humane Exposures. It's on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. Independent book publishers, yes.
It's one of those you can't put it down type things. Now, where does societal denial come in to all of this? I mean, it seems like we're just denying the problem rather than having any of our legislators try to do anything about it.
You opened up tonight talking about Obama actions rather than words and what is going to change. And people need to read this book so they can see that they can make changes in their own families, because there are issues in the book, some of them very critical and very serious, and I'm not purporting that they are a part of the regular family. But still, almost everyone knows somebody in jail nowadays. One out of 32 people in the United States is in the criminal justice system in one format or another. So we've got to stop the denial. And you're absolutely right. It just is. It's more pleasant to think about going to the gym. It's more pleasant to think about what type of makeup or hair treatment you're going to have, or how you're going to get the next job doing something else. But we have got to take action and stop this recidivism.
We got about a minute or so to go, but I think it's extremely important. You just said it all. It's a big business. The pharmaceutical industry is a big business. So we have problems, but the problems that we have to see what's driving those problems for the most part, and how do you face those challenges? How do you deal with those challenges? Because if you don't know what the problem is, you cannot fix the problem, and you have to fight fire with fire, and we are talking a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, a lot of money.
And a lot of education.
It's a lot of change. It's a lot of alteration of the types of jobs that are in prisons now. We need to have law enforcement out of being jailers. You keep law enforcement where it needs to be, and we need to develop correctional officers like the old days where they used to have matrons, at least for the women.
Well, guys, we're just about out of time here. Susan Madden Langford, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. I enjoyed it, gentlemen.
Our pleasure. Hey, Gary, I'll see you next week.
Thank you, Michael.
And we will be right back.
Self-esteem suffering because of crooked, overlapped, or twisted teeth? Do you feel humiliated because of spaces or gaps between your teeth? If you're afraid of pain, long treatment times, and the embarrassment of visible braces, listen up.
America's Life Transformation Dentist can show you how to get the perfect smile you've always dreamed of without pain, discomfort, or visible braces in just 6 short months.
Hi, I'm Dr. Marvin Lagstein, author of Brace Yourself for Success. I used to be totally embarrassed by my teeth, but I discovered a secret that fixed my smile and transformed my life. And I'd like to reveal my secret to you. There's zero pain involved, and I can transform your life in 6 months or less, guaranteed.
For a free book that explains all the details, call 800-311-0774 or visit freesmilebook.com. This is for people who seriously want to transform their smile and their lives fast. Call now. Quantities are limited. Call 800-311-0774 or visit freesmilebook.com now. Offices in Manhattan and New Jersey.
When was the last time someone offered you a second chance to save thousands of dollars? If you owe the IRS or state at least $15,000, American Tax Relief is offering you a second chance to eliminate up to 85% of your delinquent taxes. Thousands of honest, hardworking Americans have turned to American Tax Relief for the help they need. Listen, your tax problem isn't going to go away. In fact, it's only going to get worse until you get help. Call 1-800-355-3146. Now you have qualified help in dealing with the IRS. This is the second chance you've never had before to save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Get the second chance you deserve and save up to 85% on your delinquent taxes. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation and see how much money they can save you. Call 1-800-355-3146. Call right now for your second chance. 1-800-355-3146. 1-800-355-3146.
Is your IRS tax problem ruining your life? Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch. Don't be another IRS victim, and please don't give up hope. Call me today and let's do something about it.
If you have tax problems, call Ronnie Lynn Deutsch, a professional tax corporation, at 1-800-426-5071. Call Ronnie Deutsch's law firm and speak with them today.
For over 16 years, my law firm has provided real IRS solutions for thousands of people just like you.
Ronnie saved me $150,000.
Saved me $34,000.
Ronnie Deutsch was very persistent with the IRS on settling my case. And without Ronnie Deutsch, I don't know where I would be today.
Pick up the phone right now. The call is free and confidential.
Call 1-800-426-5071 for your free and confidential tax analysis. Call now 1-800-426-5071 for your free tax guide. That's 1-800-426-5071. Results not typical. Qualification based on individual circumstances. Testimonials are not guarantees or predictions regarding the outcome of your case. Not available in New York.
I had no idea that the jewelry that I never wear was worth so much money.
Order your free information pack now and turn your unwanted or broken jewelry, gold, silver, platinum, rings, chains, or bracelets into cash. Cash for Gold is able to give you top dollar for your unwanted jewelry. Call right now and order your free information pack, 1-800-670-2703. Order your free information pack now, 1-800-670-2703.
I had broken jewelry that I just didn't know what to do with, and by calling Cash for Gold, I was able to get cash right away.
Cash for Gold is able to cut out the middleman, which means more cash in your pocket. Call for your free information pack, 1-800-670-2703. You'll receive your free prepaid refiner's return pack. Package fast. Fill the envelope with your unwanted jewelry and mail it to our processing center. Safe, reliable, and 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Call for your free package now. 1-800-670-2703. 1-800-670-2703. That's 1-800-670-2703.
One singular sensation.
Now back to Dresser After Dark on the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back. I'm Michael Ray. How about 6 simple steps, 6 easy weeks, 1 longer, healthier life, fight cancer, control heart disease, reverse aging, shrink your waistline, be your vital best. The book is Super Health. This is from Superfoods RX. Dr. Stephen Pratt, MD, is with us. He's the author of the New York Times bestseller Superfood RX. And he is the scientific, and you like the dot, dot, that really works, Stephen, doesn't it?
Does, right?
I've been doing this for so long. Duh, duh. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Well, thanks very much. Thanks for having me.
And thank you so much. Well, we're talking about superfoods. Let's lay a base and let's say superfoods is a what? How do we distinguish superfoods from all else?
Well, a superfood is a food that has longevity-enhancing nutrients. It's found readily available
around the United States and in restaurants and stores and markets, things like that. It has a lot of peer-reviewed, published literature associating that food and the nutrients in that food with good health and longevity. And again, it's found in dietary cuisines around the world, which are associated with good health.
Okay, so effectively, what we are dealing with the foods that actually have the effect on our body that's going to do some of the things that's on, I read that right off the front page of the book, control heart disease, fight cancer, reverse aging, shrink your waistline, and it's all done with food.
Well, food plus lifestyle choices. In other words, it's the synergy of multiple healthy habits leads to a long and healthy life.
Okay, so effectively what we're going to do is we're talking about a combination of food and exercise, and what you say, it turns off bad genes and turns on good ones. How does that work?
Well, the way it works really, you know, if you think about it, the best pharmacy in the world is the natural whole food pharmacy, and that's what our bodies have evolved with, that's what our genes love. For instance, berries. No matter where you go on the planet, there are berries. People have been eating berries since there have been people on the planet. And berries control genes. So if you have a set of bad genes, everybody has some bad genes, everybody has some good genes. The bad genes are suppressed from expression by, say, berries, and the good genes are upregulated and expressed by things like berries. Also, wild salmon, these omega-3 fatty acids found in cold water fish, like wild salmon, again, help decrease inflammation, help turn on and turn off genetic pathways in our body that are associated with either good health or with disease.
Now, we keep hearing the term detox, detoxify your body, do this. What is a detox? What does that mean?
Well, you know, maybe it's an overused term, but really when you detox, what you're really trying to do is, well, for instance, you know, we worry a lot about pesticides, and we probably should worry about pesticides, but the most number of pesticides that we encounter in the world are actually found in food. Nature provides lots of pesticides that we eat, and these, for the most part, are not harmful. But again, plants have the same problem with pests as we people do. They have viruses, bacteria, fungi, yeast. And so the plant has developed techniques to counteract these pathogens, and just like we have. And if we eat the things that the plants make, they can, in most cases, give us the same benefit that they give the plant. But sometimes there's things in plants that aren't so good for us. Well, then your liver gets into effect, and actually the food that you eat will upregulate the detoxification enzyme systems in our bodies. The liver then identifies these toxins and neutralizes them and makes them into something not harmful.
So in essence, if you're very careful with what you eat, if you're intentional, if you're specific with what you eat, it can do a tremendous amount of things for your, I'll throw it all under one umbrella, but for your health, for your immune system, and for generally feeling better in life.
Well, there's no question about that. And then, of course, again, but if you're eating just perfect, but you're not getting enough sleep, you're not burning calories, you're not taking the stress out of your life, you're still going to have a big problem.
Stephen, let me hold you up. We're going to go to break, and we'll be right back, so please stay with us. The book is Super Help, and our guest, Dr. Stephen Pratt, he's the author, also of the New York Times bestseller, Superfood RX, with Sharon Colbert. We'll be right back with Stephen right after this. Stay with us.
Them again, another creditor calling me for money I just don't have. I wish there was someone to help me get out of this debt fast, easy, and permanently. Sound familiar? Getting hassled on the phone all hours of the day, credit card bills popping up more frequently, sky-high interest rates keeping you from paying off your balances. With the economy in the shape that it's in today, now is the perfect time to finally take control and do something about your outstanding debt. National Debt Advisors, a leading debt referral company, will help you and your family break away from debt and experience peace of mind. National Debt Advisors will negotiate with your creditors to get your interest rates under control and help consolidate your bills into one low monthly payment. Call now for a free, no-obligation debt consultation. 1-800-323-8137. Don't let the economy crisis get the best of you. 1-800-323-8137. That's 1-800-323-8137. Not available in all states and must have a $10,000 minimum credit card debt to qualify.
Attention business owners. Did you know that there's a proven way to advertise your business that is guaranteed to bring you customers? It is so effective that if you don't get customers through your door, it will cost you nothing. It's easy for any business to get started. So, if you're currently spending cash on advertising, you need to know that there is a better way. To learn about how you can take advantage of this opportunity, go to wisecos.com. That's WISECOS.com. Thousands of businesses have already discovered this proven way to advertise without using cash. Wisecos.com can help you. Now you can advertise and keep your cash. Go to wisecos.com and promote your business without using cash. WISECOS.com. Wisecos.com. Guaranteed results or you don't pay. That's wisecos.com. WISECOS.com.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen, it's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-434-1257 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-434-1257. That's 1-800-434-1257. Again, 1-800-434-1257.
You're listening to Dresser After Dark on the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back. I'm Michael Ray. Our guest, Dr. Stephen Pratt, MD, is with us, author of the best-selling Superfoods RX books and the scientific brains behind the growing Superfoods RX brand. He's a nationally recognized medical authority in diet, lifestyle, and longevity science. In scientific forums around the world, he has lectured on diet and in its relation to chronic disease, and he's a senior member of the medical staff at Scripps Memorial Hospital in La Jolla, California. And the new book is Super Health. Dr. Stephen Pratt, let me ask you this. What was it way back when that stimulated you as a medical doctor to realize the benefits of the things that you're talking about? How much of a change that could make in the overall health of the country, of the world?
I think, Mike, when I crawling along about age 40, I realized that I was mortal. I was I was no longer bulletproof. I started to get injuries, legs and pains, a few sports related injuries, things like that. And I thought, well, you know, I'm going to have to do something here to prevent these things which are occurring to me. And then really, you know, I also was well aware by this time that there was a whole body of literature out in the medical literature about how to prevent disease, not just how to treat it. So I decided, well, you know, in the last part of my medical career, I'm going to spend more time trying to figure out how to prevent these diseases while I'm still treating them. So my goal now is, okay, no matter what disease we're talking about, pretty much they can be prevented. And in fact, in Super Health, we talk in detail how to avoid the big six, which is, you know, most people around the world will die of either cancer of the prostate, breast, lung, colon, stroke, or heart attack. Now, if you can avoid those six causes of death, chances are you're going to die of old age. And of course, in Super Health, we also tell people how do you, of course, if you're going to live to be that old, you want to be able to hear, you want to be able to see, you want to be able to have healthy teeth, you want to be able to have healthy skin, you want to look good, you want to have healthy bones, muscles. We give you a whole program in Super Health. How do you do that? Six easy steps. And really, by the time you're done with these 6 weeks, six steps, you're well on your way to a lifetime of good health because you now have traded in some bad habits for some healthy habits. And habits are things which you don't really have to think about. We even tell people how to exercise in the car driving to work. We have to tell them how, safely, by the way, how you get exercise, burning calories while you're at work, at home, at play, no matter where you are. And no matter what you're doing, there are ways to burn some calories, keep your muscles stronger, and preserve good health.
I have to tell you, I'm on the same exact page you were. I don't want to belabor this because I want to talk about the book. But 12 years ago, they told me I had a year and a half to live. And I turned my entire lifestyle around, watching what I was eating, doing the things that you're talking about, eating the kind of foods that you're there. And this is 12 years later, and I'm still rocking. So I am a total believer in what you say. And also for the, you know, there's this big anti-aging thing going on. You know, get the creams, get the pills, get the whatever. Eat right. and it will affect your immune system, and it will slow down the process with your skin and the rest of it. So what you're saying really is the basis of all health.
Well, really, you know, there's only two proven ways to extend lifespan, no matter what species you're talking about. You've got to put the right fuel in your tank, you've got to eat properly, and you've got to burn some calories and move your body. And those are the only two, and caloric restriction is part of that whole thing, too. So there's really only two ways, really, to do this. You've got to either do it through by what you eat and or by burning calories. And, you know, think about it. 5,000 years ago, if you weren't burning calories all day long, you starved to death, or you were eating, or you were captured or something like that, something bad happened.
Sure.
And nowadays, all you have to do is pull up to the fast food place or wherever, and you pull out your hand, and you burn about one calorie, and you get 10,000 calories back. That doesn't work.
You know, so, I learned something the other day, and I was shocked. I have never had a weight problem. So that said, I'm on the treadmill, and I normally do like 20 minutes, and I try to do it almost every day. And I do my 20 minutes, and I go about my business. Well, something happened, and I got a business call that I had to stay with. So I stayed on the treadmill, and I'm on the business call. We finish it, and I realize I'm on the treadmill 45 minutes. I've never done that before. And I looked down, and I burned 141 calories. I thought, all right, fine. So I came upstairs, got into the kitchen, and there was some great chips sitting there. And I ate the chips, and I realized with six or eight chips, I just gained 160 calories back.
Yeah, well, you know, the thing is, here's the frightening statistic. 100 calories extra per day is 10 pounds per year.
Yeah.
Now, so when you think about it, it doesn't take much to burn to eat an extra 100 calories.
No, couple of chips.
A couple of chips. Well, the thing is, you have to make your food count, just like you have to make your time count. You've got to make your calories count. So superfoods are calorie-sparse, nutrient-dense, fiber-rich foods full of water. So that's one way to do that. And again, you've got to burn some calories every single day. It's been clearly shown that if you have a weight problem and you lose the weight, you're going to yo-yo it back and forth, up and down, if you don't get about 90 minutes of movement per day on most days of the week. So our bodies, we are born to move, and if you don't find ways to do it, you got a problem. And in Super Health, we actually go you through the 6-week program, and each week you're adding more ways to burn some calories, increase your strength. It's not hard, it's fun. We make this whole thing fun, because remember, if I gave you the best program in the world and it wasn't very much fun, you'd stop doing it in 3 or 4 weeks. You might be able to do it for a month.
Oh, sure. Enjoy ourselves
with
it.
Like superfoods are a diet for a lifetime. Well, the plan in this Super Health book is a plan for a lifetime, not just for 1 or 2 weeks or a month or two.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. I've got the book in front of me, and I happen to open it up to page 47. Caffeine. How is it good for you? Is it bad for you? We hear so many things about it. It's confusing already.
Well, a couple of cups of coffee and some caffeine every day actually are quite beneficial. There's no downside to a couple, unless you have migraine headaches, something like that.
For
most people, a couple of cups of caffeine is good. For a couple of cups of coffee or green tea or black tea or some dark chocolate, all these things have caffeine in it. Remember, caffeine is an ergogenic aid. Actually, it's if you go to the Olympics and you've got too much caffeine on board, you're going to be disqualified, because caffeine does perform in a way so as to improve human performance. But small amounts of caffeine seem to be related to lower risk for Parkinson's disease, lower risk for maybe even Alzheimer's. It does perk us up a little bit. So there's really no downside. You don't have to feel guilty about having a couple of cups of coffee every day.
All right, so the morning coffee is a good thing.
Not a bad thing at all. In fact, people that have a couple of cups of coffee have a lower risk for diabetes, too. And if you look, you know, Super Health, throughout the book, we make great, we really tell people that if you had to pick one lab study to study yourself, check your fasting blood sugar. As your fasting blood sugar goes up, bad things start to happen. And
Stephen, let me hold you up right there. We have to go to break. We'll be right back, so stay with us. The book is Super Health. Our guest, Dr. Stephen Pratt. We will be right back with Stephen right after this. Stay with us. Professor for Carol Bond Health Foods, and I have an important question for you. Are you doomed to a life of stiff and painful joints? Well, no more. I'm pleased to tell you about a wonderful product called Injuve. Rather than stopping the pain, Injuve attacks the causes of joint pain. Injuve replenishes your body with the vital fluid your body loses as you grow older. It's called hyaluronic acid, or HA. It's important to note that Injuve does not cure arthritis, but helps reverse the aging process of our joints and reduces the pain and stiffness caused by lack of mobility. Injuve is one of the best lubricants and shock absorbers found in nature. It's like getting a lube job for your joints. In short, if you have joint pain or stiffness, you owe it to yourself to try Injuve. Injuve is all natural and it comes in easy to swallow soft gels. Injuve normally sells for $29.95, but order it today and get Injuve for only $24.95 or two bottles for only $44.95. Don't put up with joint pain even one more day. Call 1-800-833-8282 and ask for the Michael Dresser Show special. Life is too precious to put up with pain.
Structured settlement recipients, lottery winners, annuity holders. Stand by for an important message. Waiting years for your annuity or structured settlement payments? Novation Capital offers a better choice. Want more of your money now? Call 800-463-4158 for a free DVD explaining how you can get more cash now. Tired of waiting years for your money? Novation gives you a better choice. Call 800-463-4158. Learn how much cash you can get now. Tired of waiting? Do better. Call 800-463-4158. Novation, a better choice for getting your money when you need it. 800-463-4158. Novation Capital, a member of the Encore Financial Services Group of Companies.
When was the last time someone offered you a second chance to save thousands of dollars? If you owe the IRS or state at least $15,000, American Tax Relief is offering you a second chance to eliminate up to 85% of your delinquent taxes. Thousands of honest, hardworking Americans have turned to American Tax Relief for the help they need. Listen, your tax problem isn't going to go away. In fact, it's only going to get worse until you get help. Call 1-800-355-3146. Now you have qualified help in dealing with the IRS. This is the second chance you've never had before to save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Get the second chance you deserve and save up to 85% on your delinquent taxes. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation and see how much money they can save you. Call 1-800-355-3146. Call right now for your second chance. 1-800-355-3146. 1-800-355-3146.
Is your IRS tax problem ruining your life? Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch. Don't be another IRS victim, and please don't give up hope. Call me today and let's do something about it.
If you have tax problems, call Ronnie Lynn Deutsch, a professional tax corporation at 1-800-426-5071. Call Ronnie Deutsch's law firm and speak with them today.
For over 16 years, my law firm has provided real IRS solutions for thousands of people just like you.
Ronnie saved me $150,000.
Saved me $34,000.
Ronnie Deutsch was very persistent with the IRS on settling my case. And without Ronnie Deutsch, I don't know where I would be today.
Pick up the phone right now. The call is free and confidential.
Call 1-800-426-5071 for your free and confidential tax analysis. Call now 1-800-426-5071 for your free tax guide. That's 1-800-426-5071. Results not typical. Qualification based on individual circumstances. Testimonials are not guarantees or predictions regarding the outcome of your case. Not available in New York.
Now back to thought-provoking conversation with Michael Ray Dresser on Dresser After Dark.
Welcome back. Dr. Stephen Pratt with us. He is the author of Super Help. And we're going to talk about, you know, actually, Stephen, what I'd like to talk about, we go to part two, the Super Help Reference Guide. And with the reference guide in and of itself, it's what to do for eyes, it's what to do for different things. So you really target certain areas.
Absolutely. In other words, you know, as everybody wants to look good as they're maturing. By the way, I use the word maturing, not getting older. Because maturing
that was good. I feel better now.
Sounds like you're getting better.
I feel better now. Thank you.
So at any rate, as you're maturing, you want to still have your skin. You know, I do a lot of cosmetic surgery, and I notice people, if you do a great cosmetic operation, but their skin looks a lot older than they are, it's still not going to be a very good result. So you've got to keep your skin looking good. When you smile, you want to have a nice looking set of teeth. You want to have teeth, by the way.
That's a good point.
And remember, teeth have a lot to do with cardiovascular system. In other words, if you have an unhealthy mouth, most likely you've got an unhealthy cardiovascular system and unhealthy pulmonary lung system, because the inflammation you find in your mouth actually translates into inflammation in your other organ systems in your body as well. So we go to great length to tell people how to keep your teeth healthy, how to keep your gums healthy. And, of course, you want to be able to hear. And hearing has a lot to do with nutrition, has a lot to do with the sound that you listen to, how loud it is. We make them think about the sounds that they listen to and how loud it is. And, of course, everybody wants to be able to see. And, again, we go to great lengths to tell people how to, you know, green leafy vegetables, orange bell peppers, exercise, by the way, burning calories, keeping your waistline down. That's why there's a whole chapter, watch your waistline, because if you look in the mirror and you've got a big waist, your brain's at risk, your eyes are at risk, pretty much your lens of your eye for cataracts is at risk, cancer is at risk, cardiovascular system. Every system in the body relates back somewhat to how big your waistline is. So we tell people, we give them a program, how do you get rid of that waist? Because it's very, very important. And all you have to do is look in the mirror. You don't even have to get on the scale. Just take your clothes off, check yourself out. You'll know in 1 second whether you got too much or too little in that area.
So belly fat is a completely different kind of fat then.
Belly fat is a bad kind of fat. Belly fat really has its own little, it's like it's got a little, its own little engine for disease in there.
And okay, so effectively, it's starting to know your body. You know, we've heard tremendous amount of pros and cons about soy. Is soy anything that we should be eating?
Absolutely. That's one of the original superfoods, and I'll stand by it now. 10 to 15 grams of soy protein per day from whole food sources of soy, such as soy milk, soy nuts, soy flour, soy beans, edamame, miso, tempeh. These are all great sources of soy, fermented soy, including now, too. And you don't need very much. In other words, you look in Asia where they have soy pretty much every day, but they only have 10 to 15 grams of soy protein per day. That's not too much. But soy has phytoestrogens, these plant-based estrogens.
Stephen, we're just about running out of time. Listen, I want to thank you so much for being here. Your website's right up on my homepage. The book, again, is Super Health, Dr. Stephen Pratt. Stephen, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Take care. I'm Michael Ray Dresser. We've just finished hour two. Stick around for hour three.
Lifestyle Talk Radio Network are those of the host, callers, and guests, and not necessarily those of this station, Lifestyle Talk Radio Network, its management, or advertisers. The information on the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Investing involves risks, so please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions or comments about the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network, contact us at 203-323-7300 or at lifestyletalkradio.com.
Your credit card debt is getting out of control. You're having trouble making the monthly minimums. Sound familiar? You have to do something, but what? Well, you don't have to file for bankruptcy. The mortgage brokers want you to put up your family home to pay off credit card debts. Problem is that more often than not, you find yourself using the credit cards again. Only this time, there's no equity left in your home, and you have a whole new pile of credit card debt. It doesn't have to be this way. We're Credit Card Relief. We help people just like you get out of debt in months instead of years. and save you thousands of dollars. Call now for a free consultation. We're an attorney-driven program with an excellent reputation. The consultation is free, and the relief is real.
Call Credit Card Relief at 1-866-253-5353. 1-866-253-5353. Not available in all states. Call now. 1-866-253-5353.
IRN USA Radio News. I'm Richard Stewart. Hours after taking office Tuesday, President Barack Obama ordered military prosecutors in the Guantanamo war crimes tribunals to ask for a four-month-long break in all cases. Military judges are expected to rule on the request Wednesday at the U.S. Naval Base in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. President Barack Obama and his wife Michelle have been making the rounds of 10 inaugural balls in Washington. The president, after dancing with his wife at the Mid-Atlantic Ball, says the enthusiasm of Inauguration Day should be continued through the years ahead.
Thank you, everybody. Let's go change America.
You're listening to IRN USA Radio News.
One day at a time.
She's captured the hearts of millions with one of the most beautiful voices in music. She's Christy Lane.
I'm only
now with Christy Lane's new special, you get the most requested songs of all time and save over 50%.
One set of footprints.
This Christy Lane special includes 47 all-time favorite classics on two number one CDs or cassettes. They've never sounded so beautiful. Christy Lane's 47 classics are only $14.95 and only $5.99 for shipping and handling. Once again, you'll be saving over 50%.
Oh, Danny boy, I believe in angels.
Let Christy's music touch your heart and home. Call now for Christy Lane's special while supplies last.
Call 1-800-450-1894. That's 1-800-450-1894. Call now.
In one of his first actions, President Barack Obama has put the brakes on all pending regulations that the Bush administration tried to push through in its closing days. The order went out shortly after Obama was inaugurated president. Now the new administration will review everything that's still pending. Former President George W. Bush and his wife, Laura, have been getting a Texas welcome, first in Midland, then Waco. Bush says his years in the White House were a joyous experience, but that it is good to be home. Bush says they got to come home to Texas once and for all.
We've had friends from Texas who are our friends before politics, friends during politics, and they're going to be our friends after politics, regardless of what happened during politics.
U.S. Airways is sending a $5,000 check to the passengers aboard the downed jetliner last week. The airline also reimbursed those 150 passengers for their tickets after the plane was forced to land in New York's Hudson River. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNnews.com.
Have you ever thought about how to avoid becoming poor?
Your money, your future could be your answer. Dr. Larry Bates, well-known economist, former banker, best-selling author, political expert, gives you the heads up on the lowdown of the coming economic crisis in this special DVD for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. Learn about the Fed, Social Security, even what assets to hold on to. Get your copy of Your Money, Your Future. Call 1-800-336-7000 and prepare yourself for what lies ahead. 800-336-7000.
An Alaska businessman uses an ice sculpture to challenge global warming theories. We get more from National News correspondent John Russell.
The latest tribute to global warming guru Al Gore may not be as prestigious as the Nobel Prize, but it's a whole lot bigger. An 8.5-foot ice sculpture in the likeness of the former vice president and failed presidential candidate has been recognized.